You're hearing 12-year-old violinist Roland Clark. He's recently made his solo debut with the Vermont Symphony Orchestra. He's played violin for only 4 years now, and he's studied classical music for just 2. But Roland Clark's talent is getting some notice. Michelle Mercer brings us this profile of the young musician.
For his symphonic debut, Roland Clark walked on stage playing his violin, a small, unassuming minstrel in an oversized t-shirt and dress pants. During difficult passages, he bent his sandy head and twisted up his mouth. At the finish, he nervously stuffed a hand in his pocket and lurched into a bow. Classical stage presence is as new to Roland as classical performance. Still, he liked it up there.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good a lot more than just being in like a room with even just a piano. It's a lot better when you've got all these people behind you that are, you know, really good.
That's Roland soloing with the Yonder Mountain String Band, a bluegrass jam band. He had the chance to play with the group last fall when he won a fiddling competition. Roland has been making quite a name for himself in folk and bluegrass circles up in Vermont.
I feel younger already.
Roland has never been the beneficiary of the Suzuki method or training with classical virtuosos, but his father Gary says his proclivity was clear from the start.
I think it was after the second or third lesson. There was this little fiddle tune that he'd be taught, a beginner's one called Liza Jane. I think it was in the key of A, and it has this B part that just plays this one sort of high note, or at the time it seemed high, on the E string. And he kept walking around just saying, I love that, listen to that, I just love that, I love that note, listen to that note. And I sort of thought, wow, he's pretty into it, you know.
When teacher Mary Gibson started working with Roland on classical technique, she says she basically just tried to stay out of the way.
The first thing that I always think about with Roland is almost like the Hippocratic Oath. I just don't want to do any harm. Just do no harm. There are many students that I work with, and I feel like I'm slugging them through the water, and Roland's just skipping on the top of the stones.
Roland did glide through the first piece of his symphonic debut, an adaptation of an old fiddle tune by Vermont composer Peter Hamlin called Green Mountain Variations. But the moment of truth was his solo on the second part of Fritz Kreisler's Preludium and Allegro, a piece that's bedeviled many a violin student.
Oh, I definitely got, like, really frustrated. I mean, I got also just kind of stressed out. I mean, it's like a lot of the parts are really hard.
Roland has an almost Shakespearean sense of drama in how he hears and plays music, especially the Kreisler piece. And you get the feeling there's a lot more going on in his head than he can tell you. Backstage after the performance, he fidgeted through a description of his experience, kicking at his chair and peering up at the ceiling to search for the right words.
I kind of imagine when I'm listening to the orchestra, I try to think, okay, what should that be? Should that be like a snake moving through the grass? Or should that be, you know, like when the music starts to get, you know, there's this like, dun, 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 like they're getting close to the big mountain of like terror, or they're like knights falling or something. It's cool. Like it's kind of weird and it's kind of scary, but it's also kind of like delightful. Like I think I kind of feel like almost like I'm on top of a building.
As Roland's talent gains more notice, the Clark family is facing some tough decisions. Though Roland has been homeschooled, he's had a pretty normal childhood. Should he trade in his regular summer camp for a specialized music camp? For now, he's as interested in skateboarding and tracking bobcats as he is in the violin. And by the end of his first classical performance, Like most kids, Roland was just ready for something different.
I definitely am kind of looking forward to a new day, you know. I'm kind of done. I'm kind of tired of this. No, I don't. Well, I just kind of like a new stage. Yeah, you know, a different place, and I see some more of my friends.
For NPR News, I'm Michelle Mercer in Johnson, Vermont.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.